Welcome to The Juice Today, an audio edition of The Juice that lets educators and parents stay informed about what their students are reading.
Welcome to The Deep Dive. First up, animal rescue and welfare. And the numbers here are, well, they're pretty tough. Hundreds of thousands of dogs and cats mistreated every year. Neglect, hoarding.
Yeah, it's a huge issue. The article looks at the Animal Rescue Corps, a nonprofit out of Tennessee. Tim Woodward started it back in 2011.
And they operate nationally, right? Going into these massive hoarding situations, sometimes with exotic animals too, places where local resources are just swamped.
Precisely. They partner with law enforcement, provide immediate vet care, work on rehabilitation, and then find adoption partners, trying to give these animals, you know, the best life possible.
So a good discussion point could be the difference between, say, a government agency's role and what a nonprofit like this does on a national scale.
Or even just the broader idea. What does it mean to be a good steward of living creatures? Especially when the problem gets this big.
Okay, let's shift gears quite a bit. Free speech and political controversy.
Right. This centers on the death of conservative activist Charlie Kirk. And the controversy really flared up after the FCC chairman threatened action against the network.
Action over some potentially insensitive remarks made by a late night host, yeah.
Exactly. But the interesting part isn't so much the remarks themselves, it's the reaction. You had figures from both sides of the aisle, Republicans like Cruz and Paul, and Democrats too, pushing back.
Pushing back against the FCC threat specifically.
Yes. Arguing that using government power to silence speech, even speech you find offensive, is a really dangerous path. It becomes a First Amendment issue, not just a political one.
That's a key distinction for students, the difference between a political debate about content and a constitutional debate about government power.
Definitely. And the article adds a personal layer. Kirk's widow apparently opposed the death penalty for the gunman and spoke of forgiveness. Quite a contrast to the political firestorm.
Okay, moving from national debates to the global stage, the United Nations turns 80.
Yeah, the UN General Assembly is opening, but it's against a backdrop of, well, major global crises. Gaza, Sudan, Ukraine, the list goes on.
And the organization itself is facing some headwinds. Destabilization, funding cuts.
It is. The sources point to the U.S., particularly under the Trump administration, pulling back from some U.N. bodies and initiatives, like pulling out of UNESCO, the World Health Organization.
But WHO, right, and actively disrupting things like the Sustainable Development Goals.
Mm-hmm. Those SDGs, the big U.N. plan for poverty, health, climate, all that, it raises a core question for students. Why do we even need organizations like the U.N., especially when member countries disagree so strongly?
That's a good one. Or maybe focus on the SDGs themselves. You could have students pick one goal they think is most important and discuss why.
Connects the global picture right down to their own priorities.
All right, let's lighten things up. Culture and play. And we have to start with Fat Bear Week.
Yes. It's back at Katmai National Park. The bears are competing to be the burliest, thanks to a really good salmon season this year.
It's quite the spectacle. They mentioned some big names like the multi-time champ Otis and 747 Bear Force One. That bear apparently gets over 1,400 pounds.
Incredible. And it's all subjective, right? Fans watch the live streams and vote. Grazer's going for a three-peat this year.
Beyond the fun, though, there's a biology lesson here. You could talk about biological fitness, why packing on all that fat is so critical for bears surviving the winter.
Absolutely. And staying in the realm of play, the Strong National Museum of Play announced its Toy Hall of Fame nominees.
Always a fun list. What's on it this year?
A mix, really. Classics like Battleship, Connect Four, newer stuff like Catan, Furby, and then some unique ones like Snow.
Snow. Just Snow.
Just Snow. The curator even mentions the playful debates about what counts and cultural relevance are part of the whole point.
That's actually a great discussion starter itself. Which nominee had the biggest cultural impact? Is it a lightsaber, Tickle Me Elmo, slime, or something simple like snow forces you to think about what play even means?
Exactly. What defines lasting cultural impact for a toy or a game?
Okay, let's wrap up with our quote of the day. It's from the author and Nobel Prize winner, Abdulrazak Gurnah.
A powerful one. Respect yourself, and others will come to respect you. That is true about all of us.
Gurnah himself has quite a story. Born in Zanzibar, fled oppression, became a professor in the UK. His work often explores displacement, identity, themes that resonate in that quote.
Absolutely. A practical question for students stemming from that might be, what does respect yourself actually look like day to day? Not just a feeling, but, you know, actions.
So quite a range today. Animal welfare logistics, First Amendment debates, global organizations under pressure, fat bears, toy legacies, and self-respect.
Hopefully these starting points help you extend the conversation and encourage some critical thinking around the materials your students engaged with today.
Thank you for joining us for this deep dive.
Thanks for listening to this overview of The Juice Today. Students read these stories at their own reading levels to improve their comprehension, vocabulary, critical thinking, and more. Learn more at thejuicelearning.com.